Good evening and welcome to another exciting session here in Ever Increasing Word Training Center. I am so thankful for the theme this year. Holy Spirit, have your way. Holy Spirit, have your way. Everybody say it.
Holy Spirit, have your way.
This evening, we're going to talk to you about the four realms of prophecy. Remember, we said that the mouth gifts, the speaking gifts, sets forth the prophetic flow. The speaking gifts are prophecy, diverse kinds of tongues, and the interpretation of tongues. Remember, prophecy is speaking a divine utterance in a known language. I mean, prophecy means that I'm literally speaking on God's behalf. We can go farther and say, prophecy is literally God breathing on you to breathe his word on somebody else. Every single member in the body of Christ have a right to prophesy. Prophesying is not for the spiritual guru. It's for all of God's children. So I want you to do what the scriptures teach us. Covet earnestly the best gifts. 1 Corinthians 12:31. Covet them. What did he say? Covet earnestly what? The best gifts. And yet show I unto you a what? A more excellent way. But he did say covet, desire. The scriptures teach us hope deferred makes the heart sick. But when the desire cometh, it's a tree of life. See, God cannot function in our lives without us developing a strong desire for him. As the deer panted for the waters, so my soul longeth after thee. Are you listening? Let's begin.
The four realms of prophecy.
The scriptures clearly indicate
that there are various realms
of the prophetic flow. There are different degrees of anointing
that operate within each of these prophetic levels.
The four realms of prophecy are
the spirit of prophecy,
which is what? The Holy Spirit's mantle. Go ahead.
The gift of prophecy.
That is the what? Resident gift. You might want to make those distinctions. Huh? The spirit of prophecy is what? The Holy Spirit's mantle. Then we have the gift of prophecy, which is the what? Resident gift. Go ahead. And then we have the ministry of the prophet. That is man in function. And then we have the prophecy of scripture, which is known as the canon of scripture, which all realms of prophecy must be judged by. Did you hear that? All the realms of prophecy must submit to the canon of scripture. We cannot function outside of God's revealed word. Got it? Go ahead.
The spirit of prophecy.
The spirit of prophecy testifies to the manifested presence of Jesus in the meeting.
The presence of Jesus The presence of Jesus
charges up the meeting.
The environment of the meeting becomes conducive
for worship,
and a great liberty is felt.
The spirit of prophecy
is the Holy Spirit's mantle
of prophetic anointing
that is given during the times of worship
and activation.
This causes the believer
to be an instrument
for prophecy. Pay attention, because I want you to understand, you don't have to wait no more. You just have to learn how to flow. That's why it's called the prophetic flow. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, getting a little bit ahead in the lesson, you listening? But you must understand, when we all come together, what did I say? Every one of us come with a tongue. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Every one of us can tap into the prophetic flow at different degrees based upon the mantles that you're flowing in. We'll see. Go ahead.
Those who do not have
the gift of prophecy,
and also those
who are not prophets,
that is the ministry of the prophet,
they cannot prophesy
unless this prophetic mantle
comes upon them.
Now you must understand the difference between the Holy Spirit's mantle,
the resident gift, and the ministry of the prophet. You listening?
And if a person talking about they're a prophet, they don't prophesy,
don't worry about them. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Prophets prophesy, baby. You listening?
Yes.
Prophets get stirred up in a second.
Yes,
you listening?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, let's get to the differences.
When the Holy Spirit's anointing
increases or is present in a service,
all can learn to prophesy
one by one.
That's Numbers chapter 11,
verses 24 through 30. We're going to read that for this evening because I want you to see. You listening? You didn't hear nothing about speaking in tongues under the old covenant. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
So this is the Holy Spirit's mantle. You listening? When the Holy Spirit come upon you, you can prophesy. You listening?
Yes, sir.
But because you don't have the resident gift, that is being filled with the Holy Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. You listening? The resident gift, when you're filled with the Holy Ghost, all you have to do is stir up yourself. That's why Jude 20 say, building up yourselves on your what? Most holy faith, praying in what? So you can stir yourself up. You listening?
Yes,
Paul told Timothy, stir up the gift. Stir up the gift that was imparted to you through the laying on of my hands. Good God Almighty. Let's read Numbers 11, 24 through 30 quickly. And Moses went out
and he told the people
the words of the Lord. And Moses gathered the 70 men
of the elders of the people.
And Moses sat them round about the tabernacle.
And the Lord,
could y'all imagine that? The Lord,
no, you see, y'all read,
the Lord came down in the pillar of a cloud
and did what?
And spake unto Moses.
And God took of the spirit
that was upon Moses,
and he gave Moses' spirit unto who?
The 70 elders.
Read.
And it came to pass
that when the spirit rested upon them,
They did what?
Prophesied.
They did what?
Prophesied.
Well, if the Spirit, you listening?
Yeah.
If the same Holy Spirit that was upon Moses, that comes upon us, you listening? Then prophesying, you listening? According to the Holy Spirit's mantle, is I just need him to come upon me.
Yeah.
You ready for this? You don't have to ask.
Yeah.
You know when he on you.
Yeah.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Now, that brings us to this point. This supernatural flow requires us to what? Yield. You can't yield with your mind in the way. Well, is this me? Is this the Lord? I never did this before. Well, I don't know what this one's going to think. You have professional prophesiers. You listening? They make you feel like you ain't saying nothing. When God's Spirit come upon you, he don't care how you sound. Might be ghetto, but go for it.
Yes,
go ahead, daughter. They prophesied and they did not cease. But there remained two of the men in the camp. The name of the one was Eldad, and the name of the other was Medad. Isn't that something? Eldad and Medad. Come on now. They remained in the camp. The 70 were gathered around. But Eldad and Medad began to what? Prophesy. Read, daughter.
And they were of them
that were written. But they went not unto the tabernacle. And they prophesied where at? In the camp. Read.
And there ran a young man
and told Moses and said, Eldad and Medad, they do prophesy in the camp. And Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of Moses, one of his young men, answered and said, my Lord Moses, forbid them. My Lord Moses. Y'all don't even want to call somebody pastor. My Lord Moses. You listening? Forbid them. And now here it comes. And Moses said unto Joshua, are you envying for my sake? I would God that all of the Lord's people, that's the kind of person you want to be around right there. I would that, because you see, prophecy is not to create competition. It's to bring edification, exhortation, and comfort, which means every one of us, when we come together, you listening,
yes,
we have the opportunity to edify, to exhort, and to comfort, because that is a product of the Holy Spirit's mantle being upon us.
Yes,
you listening?
Yes,
go ahead, daughter.
And that the Lord would put his Spirit
upon them. God wants his Spirit to be on all of us. Go ahead.
And Moses
got him into the camp. He and the elders of Israel. Okay, Sean.
The gift of prophecy.
This resident gift
is within a believer.
Who is filled with the Holy Spirit. Now I want you all to see something. You listening? You listening? Because you need to understand the Spirit of the Lord upon and the Spirit of God within. Y'all ready for this? We got both over here. Oh, look at y'all. No, I say we have both over here. We have the Spirit within and the Spirit upon. Go ahead.
The resident gift of prophecy.
Is one of the supernatural manifestations
of the Holy Spirit
through the believer.
The one who possesses this gift
needs only to stir up his spirit. needs only to stir up his spirit.
Or let his spirit be stirred up.
Or to let his spirit be stirred up.
Before he begins to prophesy.
Before he begins to what? Prophesy. Now, I want you to understand something, because children of God get confused. When you receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you listening? You weren't filled with the Spirit. That was a well of water living in you. That's the living water in you. You listening? See, there's a difference between a well and a river. So when you're born again, you have the wellspring. You listening?
Yes,
but tell somebody there's another level.
There's another level.
See? So when you're filled with the Spirit, that's a bubbling up. That's a gushing forth. You listening? See, the Holy Spirit was not yet given because Jesus was not yet what? Glorified. But when Jesus was glorified, he said, I'm going to the Father. It's expedient for you that I go to my Father. If I don't go to my Father, I won't send the one back who equips me to do what I'm doing. Jesus was baptized in the River Jordan. Are you listening? And when he came up out of the water, the heavens were open. You listening? The Spirit descended and a voice came. The Spirit that descended, the scripture said, not only did it descend and light upon him, it remained upon him. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Jesus, I know y'all ain't never heard this before. Or maybe you did, but you just didn't quite understand. Jesus was filled with the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, what? Yes, he was. Whatever happened to him, happened to us. You listening? Jesus had the Spirit of God upon and within. Go ahead, daughter.
The one who possesses
the resident gift is not dependent upon the external
atmosphere
or a conducive environment in order to prophesy.
When the corporate anointing
level
of the congregation
is going downhill, the believer by virtue
of his gifting
can let or allow the Holy Spirit
to stir up
his spirit
and rise up in the presence of God
to get a clear word from God. Why? To charge back up the atmosphere. See, all this, it's not the same in service. Well, guess why? Somebody not stirred up. Somebody got secular things on their mind. Baby, when we come together, we can turn from Clark Kent to Superman in an instant. Go inside the phone booth and stir up yourself. You listening? That's why it's important to be what? Filled with the Spirit, according to Acts chapter number 2. And they were all filled. How many? And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them the utterance. All of God's children qualify to be filled with the Holy Spirit. It's not based upon denomination. It's based upon relationship. You listening? All of us should receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit. The resident gift. You listening? Why? So in the prophetic flow, you go from one level to the next level to the next level. Praying always with all manner of prayer and supplication, here it goes, in the Spirit. Now we want to say we praying in the Spirit, but praying in the Spirit means you're receiving utterance from the Holy Spirit into your spirit coming out of your mouth. He gives the words, you do the speaking. You listening? Oh, Lord, now I'm going to make another statement. It'll be like fire shut up in your belly. You listening? Keep the fire burning. Go ahead, daughter.
Then with the exercise of faith.
Then with the exercise of faith.
He can move straight into the prophetic
flow. He can move straight into the prophetic flow.
The one who possesses.
the one who possesses the resident gift prophesies more regularly or more frequently because he's not dependent on the external atmosphere or the environment. Do y'all understand that? You're not waiting on your good song. Come on. You understand? When you have the resident gift, you can stir up yourself. You don't need some high point in the surface. You listening? When you have the resident gift, oh Lord, you come here stirred up. If you take the time to pray in the spirit, you listening? You will live a stirred up life. The Holy Spirit is on your job, in the school, at the supermarket, at the shopping center. He's everywhere you are. You can store him up no matter where you are. Go ahead, daughter.
The ministry of the prophet.
A ministry is a ministry rather than an office, because an office is an appointed. You listening? The elder and the deacon are appointed offices, whereas the prophet is called. See, did you see the difference? You have to be called to be a prophet. Prophesying don't make you a prophet. The call does. You understand? Go ahead, daughter.
The prophetic ministry
is not an office, but rather it is a ministry. Because an office comes by appointment, like the head deacon I had to fire.
Whereas a ministry comes through a call of God.
Now, the deacon cannot have a greater place, you listening, than the called ones. Deacons run in churches. If you're a deacon, go ahead, resign. Maybe I'm talking to you. Don't get mad. But you're not greater than the apostle. You're not greater than the prophet. You're not greater than the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher. Those fivefold gifts make up the one Lord Jesus Christ. Those five graces upon these individual lives, the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher, those one-fifth make up the five-fifth Jesus. Go ahead.
The two leadership offices.
In the New Testament are the elder and the deacon.
These offices
are appointed by men. They are appointed by men.
They can be anointed, but they are set aside by who?
Men. We're not denying that elders and deacons can be anointed, but you are appointed. You are set aside to serve. You're not, a servant is not greater than his master. You listening? The apostles called Jesus master. Are you listening? They knew they wasn't greater than him. They were there to serve him. Elders and deacons are appointed officers to what? Serve. Serve who? The one who appointed them. Not the people in the church who try to run them. This is not a democracy. This is a theocracy. Go ahead, daughter.
The fivefold ministry
is God called,
anointed, and approved.
It's not ordained of men.
It's not appointed by men.
Men only recognize the gifts
and callings of God
in the person.
And they find appropriate ways to release them into what?
Function.
Ministry gifts
are gifts of men
to the body of Christ.
Did you understand that? The ministry gifts are gifts of men. In other words, men are set aside as gifts to the entire body of Christ. Are you listening? Not just to the local assembly. An elder and a deacon, they are appointed to what? The local house.
Yeah.
You listening?
Yes, sir.
The gifts that Jesus gave are for the entire body.
Yes,
You listening? Go ahead, daughter.
Ephesians 4:11
tells us that the ministry gifts of Christ are gifts of men to the whole body of Christ. These men and these women are gifts to the church, and they are Christ's ascension gifts to the church.
They are a representation
of Christ's present day ministry in the earth realm through his body, which is the church.
The prophet reveals
Christ the prophet.
And the New Testament pastor
reveals
Christ the shepherd.
And the apostle reveals Christ the apostle. And the evangelist reveal Christ the evangelist. You listening? Go ahead.
They are a representation
of Christ's headship. So when you go against your apostle, you're really going against Christ. You go against your pastor, you're going against Christ. Go ahead.
They are a part of his kingdom.
They are a part of his kingdom authority
and rulership.
They are also called
governmental ministries.
They are for the building,
establishing
maturing,
and perfecting of the church.
These men and women
are instrumental
in building
and establishing,
maturing,
and perfecting the church.
And without the ministry gifts,
the purposes of the church
will not be fully realized.
The ministry gifts
equips the believer
and help release them
into ministerial functions.
The prophecy of Scripture.
The fourth realm of prophecy
is the prophecy of Scripture.
It is the spoken revelation of God
in times past
that has become an authoritative
canon of Scripture.
This is the highest and the purest form of prophecy.
This level of revelation
is the direct inspiration
of the Holy Spirit.
It is inerrant
and it is what?
Infallible.
Get rid of all people out of your life who think the Bible is capable of error.
You listening?
It's infallible.
Man didn't write that.
I know he didn't.
You listening?
Because if man wrote that, there would be no rules.
Nor guidelines.
Y'all won't talk.
Huh?
Go ahead.
2 Timothy 3:16.
You know what that say, huh?
All Scripture is given by what?
The inspiration of God.
How many Scripture?
All.
Because the Scripture testify of Jesus.
All Scripture is given by the inspiration, is God breathed.
By the inspiration of God, and is what?
Profitable for what?
Doctrine. What is doctrine?
The established order of God.
For what else?
Reproof. For reproof.
Y'all know what reproof is, huh?
The dismantling of what?
Erroneous
teaching
and thinking.
For
correction.
Y'all know what correction is?
The assimilation of truth in our what?
Thought process.
And then finally,
for instruction.
What is instruction?
The systematic application of God's word,
where at?
In our lives.
Go ahead.
The prophecy of Scripture
is no longer given today.
God is no longer adding
to those 66 books.
Go ahead.
The other three levels of prophecy
must be judged
on the basis of the prophecy of Scripture.
1 Corinthians 14:37.
If any man think himself to be
a prophet
are spiritual.
Let him acknowledge
that the things that I write unto you, they are the commandments of the Lord. Now, exams will be next week. I want to leave you with this class, though. Desire to prophesy. Desire to prophesy. If you're not filled with the Spirit, be filled with the Spirit. According to Acts 2:1-4. Enjoy your evening.